most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, mother...
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show. Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
How are you? Right into it.
Pretty good. Charlamagne is a little late.
Yeah, you said there was an accident or something?
Yeah, there was an accident on the way in. I usually listen to the news to make sure which route is best to get to work, because sometimes it might be an accident, sometimes it might be a construction, but it was a big accident, so I decided not to go that way, and Charlamagne is stuck in that traffic.
Wow. All right.
So he'll be
and
in
you
show,
never anticipate traffic this early in the morning. It always kind of throws you off. Did you watch the solar eclipse yesterday?
I did watch the solar eclipse for a little bit.
You got your glasses?
I got my glasses. It was, it looked dope. I mean, I was also able to see it on the news, so it wasn't...
and on Instagram.
On Instagram as well. But it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool just to see the sun and the moon and how it was and how everything got dark around for like a little bit. And then,
for a couple minutes.
And it was over.
Right.
It was over.
All right, good, because you weren't supposed to look directly. I did at one point look outside the window, and I looked at the sun, and I saw spots for a second.
Did you?
Yeah, I really did. I didn't know the sun was going to be right there, so I just opened the window, looked out, and it was super bright.
They said it a million and one times. Whatever you do, don't look at the sun, and you looked at the sun. You and the president.
I'm okay now, though.
Okay. All right, well, me and my family, we're all arguing right now. Like, bad. Like, really, really bad.
What is this over? Some TV show?
No, Monopoly. Monopoly will F your family up. I don't know what's the problem with Monopoly. It's the deals. I mean, it always starts off good. It always starts off with everybody being nice, and then somebody gets all the properties, meaning me, and then they want to buy stuff from me, and I don't want to sell it. You know, but right now my family's in turmoil, so nobody's talking to anybody this morning.
Well, yeah, you're not required to sell your property in Monopoly.
I know. I mean, to the point where me and my wife...
But who won the game?
Nobody. We stopped the game. It was just nobody wanted to play no more.
Silly.
It was. Like, me and my wife pray every morning. She didn't want to pray with me this morning. My daughter left me a text message, said, give me my charger back. Like, it was nasty last night.
Wow.
Very nasty. But I was going to win. But, hey, it happens. It bees like that sometimes. But let's get the show cracking. Dave East will be joining us this morning.
Yes, Paranoia.
Paranoia's new album is out right now, so we'll kick it with Dave East. See what's going on with him. There was rumors that he was dating Christina Milian, or should I say smashing Christina Milian.
We don't know what happened.
We'll
we just know
him.
There were some pictures of them together.
I'm sure he smashed, but we'll ask him about that.
Wow.
What? This Dave East. Girls love Dave East. You don't think so?
Guys love Christina Milian.
There you go. So that makes perfect smash. Also, front page news. What are we talking about in front page news, G?
We are going to talk about some coffee shops. And when I say coffee shops, I mean legal places where you could smoke weed, like little, you know, clubs, weed clubs.
Where at?
I'll tell you in the front page news.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Everybody, it's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's talk about these quote-unquote coffee shops you're talking about this morning.
Well, Colorado, in Denver, Colorado, they're actually going to do some of the first legal marijuana clubs in the United States. So they call those coffee shops, basically weed-friendly coffee shops, and that means that it is going to be, you know, social use for marijuana now in these clubs. That's pretty good for people that smoke weed.
So now they're going to allow people to have everything in the club? You can have liquor in the club and everything, music and all that?
Yeah, they said there's plenty of places where you can consume alcohol. Let's give people a place to go consume marijuana. If you've ever been to Amsterdam, coffee shops are really popular there. So
I thought about that in Denver and also in L.A. because I'm sure they're going to be legalizing weed in L.A. this year. And even in Vegas, because, you know, you can go get alcohol in a club and listen to music, but there is no real weed clubs that I heard. I thought that would be dope.
Yeah,
weed
so it's the first community. Place, Denver, Colorado, that will have it.
Oh, I'm in. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump. Now, he was speaking on Afghanistan yesterday. Democrats are arguing that he had no real plan or no real strategy on what to do with U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Now, previously, Donald Trump had said that he thought we should withdraw our troops from Afghanistan, but here is what he is saying now.
Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on. A core pillar of our new strategy is a shift from a time-based approach to one based on conditions. We are not nation building again. We are killing terrorists.
All right, now Donald Trump has also said that they are going to send more troops out to Afghanistan, but he won't say the exact amount because he wants to make sure that they don't know our military plans and military activities. And he has also said there's no timetable for when we will bring the troops back home, because why would we give them that information?
No, we definitely shouldn't give them that information. I always thought it was stupid when we said we're sending 1,000 more troops or we're sending them home on this date. I don't think we should tell anybody what our plans are. The government should know, and we should keep it moving.
Now, the end goal of all this for Donald Trump is to bring the Taliban to the negotiating table. I don't know how likely that is to happen, so we shall see, I guess.
And Donald,
there's no real plan.
And Donald Trump, I know they said all day long, do not look at the sun, do not look at the solar eclipse, do not look at the sun. He was the main one I seen looking at the solar eclipse.
That's fake news.
Now, oh, that was fake news? He really didn't look at it?
No, he did.
Oh, my goodness. And that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you're mad because your New York Giants played the Cleveland Browns and they looked pretty bad last night. Maybe you're mad because OBJ got a little injured, but he looks okay. Maybe you're mad that we should have won that game. This is preseason, but come on, we got to beat the Cleveland Browns.
Hey, I read a headline that said LeBron considering coming to the Knicks. Is that true?
I'm sure that's a lie. I'm sure that's fake news.
I just said that.
But get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're
imagine
upset,
that.
You need to vent, hit us up now. Or if you feel blessed, phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pick up the mother phone and dial. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Hello, who's this?
It's Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. Get it off your chest this morning, Mama.
What's up? I'm blessed now.
Why are you so blessed, Mama?
I'm so blessed because I work for a company that just reached number one in the U.S. for the best fried chicken. It's called Crispy Crunchy Chicken.
Crispy Crunchy Chicken?
Yep, in Kettering, Ohio.
All right, well, that's what it is.
Can you send us some?
Hey, I will. Where y'all at?
We're going to give you our address for you to send us some, all right?
I want some crispy
crunchy
chicken.
All righty. Yee.
What?
You ever had banchan chicken?
Of course.
Oh, my gosh.
That's Korean barbecue chicken.
That
so good.
Is amazing. We need to open up a banchan. What? I ate 30 last night. I feel
you
bloated.
Never had banchan before?
Banchan's amazing.
No, banchan. There's a,
Emmy
there's a,
just discovered banchan.
There's a restaurant called banchan. You heard of it?
Yes, we know, Emmy. Yeah, that's where the banchan chicken comes from, the banchan restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. How are you my friend and you never took me there?
Oh, my gosh, this guy.
Banchan is amazing. We need to open up one. All right, we'll talk off here. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Rigo from Houston, Texas.
Rigo, get it off your chest.
Man, I just want to say that I'm blessed right now, man. I'm in a happy state of my life because my wife's at home holding it down while I'm at work at night. I'm just getting off at work to go home, and I just want to say that I'm madly in love with her, and I'm happy to be here.
I love it.
Y'all have a good one, man. I listen to y'all all the time, man. I'm going to tell my wife right when I get home, like, hey, wake your ass up. I was on The Breakfast Club, and she's not going to believe it.
There
that's
you go.
Right.
Have a good morning. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, I'm every year I do a fantasy league, and this year I wanted to do it a little bit bigger. So I got some strippers, and everybody was supposed to be in. These two guys want to drop out at the last second, and now I'm on the hook for exit.
Goodness gracious. All I heard was fantasy league and strippers. That's all I heard, bro.
That sounds like a fantasy.
Two guys dropped out at the last second when they already made the commitment to pay.
Damn,
I was going to ask if you guys wanted to join a fantasy league.
Damn it,
Evan, you should join.
I ain't got time for fantasy leagues and all that. I try, but I barely got time to read books. I be trying to read. I don't have time to do any of that. Sorry, bro.
It's going to be super fun. So.
I agree. It's fun.
I joined one last year, and I just made Logan, my son, play it. I just don't have time.
How'd he do?
I don't know. I never even asked. Anyway, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, NV? This is DJ GMJ calling from Davenport, Iowa.
What's up, bro? You blessed
what's
this morning,
up, man?
Yes,
sir. I'm blessed. My baby girl just turned 2 years old today.
Okay.
And also, I'm sad because my nephew got gunned down in the streets Sunday morning.
Oh, damn. Where at?
Over here in Davenport, Iowa on East 35th Street. Well, West 35th Street. I guess he was hanging out and somebody started shooting and everything and he ended up getting shot in the head.
Damn it,
well,
man.
Our condolences to you and your family, sir.
Yeah, and also a young man, Friday, in this area, he got shot and killed on the west side of town. He was it just been crazy, man, with all these killings with these young ones.
Yeah, it sounds crazy. And I've been thinking, like, what can people possibly do? But I honestly don't know. I'm scared for the youth. I'm scared for my kids. It seems like gun violence is increasing so much. Just be careful.
Yes,
if you
sir.
Have kids
yeah.
out there, just be careful. It ain't you ain't a bad parent if you tell your kids, no, you can't go out today. If you got a bad feeling, no, your ass is sitting in the house today.
Exactly. I told all my nieces and nephews, I said, look, y'all know y'all want to hang out, go kick it in the clubs or whatever. I said, but y'all have to be safe. Well, you DJing the clubs and blah, blah. I said, look, I'm leaving the clubs alone for a minute because they started shooting at one of the clubs here outside.
Amen. So I just mind my business and stay out the way.
Well, just be careful, bro. Hello, who's this?
This is Chris from New Jersey.
Oh, Chris, what's up, man? Why you sound so pissed?
Because I'm actually stuck in the traffic on 109, heading to work at the post office right now.
Well, look for Charlamagne. Charlamagne just walked in, so you in that traffic by yourself, bro.
I actually just tagged you guys in the actual pictures that I just posted up on Twitter.
Yeah, Charlamagne just walked in, so you can't see him, but yeah, he was in that same traffic.
You know what's so crazy about that traffic?
What's that?
That two of y'all went through it already.
No, I didn't go through it. I took the other way. I listened to 1010 Wins.
I text you. I text Wax. I say, yo, the 109 messed up. He like, I know. I just came through it. Why you ain't text me and let me know?
Yeah, why you didn't text Charlamagne?
I should have texted him.
Jesus Christ.
Why you didn't tell him? You know you guys come the same way.
I definitely should have texted him.
Hey, I usually don't go that way. I usually take the GW. I don't know what made me take the 109.
For people who don't know, it's George Washington Bridge. There's a couple of different routes.
A couple of different routes to go from Jersey to New York.
Yeah.
The first President Slave Master Bridge.
No, man.
In Jersey.
But I listen every morning to see where the traffic was. I say, oh, there's going to be traffic there. I'm not going to take that way.
Yes, it's the first Slave Master, the first President Slave Master Bridge and the Knowledge DuBois Highway.
My goodness.
Here in Jersey.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. You, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk Mystical. We told you that he was wanted for an alleged rape. Well, he has turned himself in, and we'll tell you what's going on with that and what his team is saying.
All right. And also, Dave East will be joining us next hour. So we'll kick it with Dave East. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
Good
Club.
Good morning. What's happening?
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Mystical.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Mystical has turned himself in yesterday. There was an arrest warrant out for him from last week, and they finally got him to turn himself in, and he has been arrested and booked for first-degree rape.
What's first-degree rape? I had those degrees to rape.
Yeah, first-degree rape. Well, there's another man that's also been arrested in connection with that same crime. Now, according to another woman who is wanted for allegedly being an accessory to rape, she says she can prove that the victim wasn't sexually assaulted by Mystical. Her name is Tanisha Wofford, and here's what she is saying.
And nobody did nothing to that girl. She even told me, and yes, I got it on record, that she said, ain't nobody did nothing to her. She tried to protect her boyfriend because she ditched him all night to be with another. So now all of a sudden, I got a charge because I called a friend to ask her, are you okay? Did you hear what's going on? She said, no. I said, well, they saying that it's a rape charge going on. Where'd you hear that from? Okay, so if you ain't hear nothing, then you need to go down there and clear these name because it's getting locked up for this.
Well, take the recording down to the police station.
Absolutely.
If you got it.
Right, so we'll see what happened. These charges are from last year. It was an incident that occurred at a casino where Mystical was performing. And allegedly, according to his side, she was with him, and we don't know whether or not there was actual sexual contact, but I guess she had a boyfriend who was looking for her.
Well, the sad part is when you have already gone to jail for rape and then you catch another rape charge in your life, people just gonna label you a rapist. It's the same as if Chris Brown was accused of beating another woman or if OJ was accused of killing another white woman. People would automatically believe it.
All right, well, we will see what happens to keep you updated. Now, Chance the Rapper is saying that he wants to go back to school. He said, I was trying to go to Clark Atlanta. I'm still trying to go, like, not honorary, the full blown. You dig? Can someone help me sign up? Well, of course, Clark responded, and they said that they are here to help. Let's make it happen. But then Morehouse jumped in, and they tweeted, Atlanta is a great place to be. Morehouse is an even better house to call home. Welcome home, my brother. We would love to have you in ATL.
Well, Chance better than me because I want me a degree, but I don't want to go to school with it. I'll take me an honorary degree.
No, he wants to go to school and actually
take the classes. Absolutely.
Now, Clark Atlanta responded. He said, CAU, stop the madness.
Well, listen, when I go back out on my book tour in the fall and I'm going to a lot of different universities, I hope one of y'all surprise me with an honorary degree. I'll take an honorary degree in mass communications, please. No. Charlamagne the God would love to have one of those.
Can you do anything with an honorary degree?
Yes, you can put it up on your fireplace and tell everybody you're an alumni at that school and you can wear the merchandise from said school.
No.
I would love to have an honorary degree in mass communications. Please, somebody bless Charlamagne the
God. Do it the right way.
What do you mean? Why is that not the right way? I earned that.
No, you didn't.
I earned that through my work outside of education.
No, you got to go to school, man.
Please.
Go through classes.
All right.
Pass, take tests.
Well, you know, the thing about Chance is that he is always promoting education and donating to the school, so it makes sense for him to want to go back to school and get his degree.
Right. He lying, though. He ain't going to forfeit that $150,000 to show he getting $250,000 to show to go back to those damn schools.
He could actually probably take classes like 2 or 3 days a week and then
online.
No, he could go there and do it because actually, when I was in college, a lot of students did that. They just did classes. They put all their classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then they were free to do whatever.
So it took them 10 years to graduate, though. But
no, actually, exactly. Graduated at the same time.
When you can get an honorary degree in 24 hours.
Stop it.
All right, and now let's discuss Lil' Kim. She's going to be on Hollywood Medium tomorrow, and she's going to make contact with someone. Who do you think she makes contact with?
What the hell is Hollywood Medium?
It's this show with this fake-ass medium
Tyler
on it.
Tyler Henry is his name.
Oh, please.
All right, check it out.
The feeling is life gets cut too short, or like someone passes away before their time. And when he comes through, he acknowledges a reference to music. He is showing legacy being continued on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he is having me reference to a dedication, but in a musical sense.
Mm.
And it comes through. Now, the interesting thing is he acknowledges this hasn't been done yet. Mm-hmm. And he feels like he's involved in it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right now, I'm working on music for him.
Right.
But he's on the record.
That's amazing.
And it's just a beautiful connection, and it's all for the love of him.
Is that Biggie?
We don't know, but I guess you have to watch the show to find out.
First
but
of
I
all,
would assume
if
it's Biggie.
Yeah, if I was a medium on television and I was sitting down with Lil' Kim and I was saying I was going to make contact with somebody that was dead, of course it would be Biggie. Like, I don't take a medium to do that.
But he didn't know that she was working on some new music with his verses on it.
Oh, please.
Get out of here.
First of all, that guy dresses like he gets everything from Old Navy. So why would I believe that he's a medium?
Well, you can't judge a medium by how they're dressed.
Yes, I can.
You believe in all kinds of... You believe in Bigfoot?
Yes. I believe in mediums. I just don't believe in him.
Okay.
That guy that's on E, Tyler, whatever his name is. Henry.
All right, Bill Cosby has a brand new criminal defense lawyer, and that is Tom Mesereau. Tom Mesereau, in case you don't know who he is, represent Robert Blake, who beat the rap for allegedly murdering his wife, Bonnie Lee Blake. And he also defended Michael Jackson in his child molestation trial. So now that is Bill Cosby's lawyer, Tom Mesereau. And that is because he has that retrial that is set for November, which, by the way, Tom Mesereau says is complete BS. All right.
We should get Tyler Henry up here now that I think about it.
Oh, medium now you guy? Want him up here?
No, because we should test his medium skills.
He actually knew that was going to happen and tweeted, Charlamagne wants me to come on the show.
You know what I hate about mediums like him? They ask too much questions. You tell me. You the medium. Tell me what's going to happen in my life.
I ain't playing with them games. I am good.
Oh, no. I had a medium run up on me and tell me something years ago that absolutely, positively, without a shadow of a doubt came true.
No breakfast.
No. Not him. I don't know who he is.
Nah, all right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
I'm good now. Morning, everybody.
Somebody just sent me a disrespectful text message, mad that I didn't text them back when they asked how I was doing
Angela Yee, two days ago. Angela
Yee,
whole black side came out just now. How dare you be just talking to herself? Nobody was even talking. She was talking to herself just now.
Somebody just
how
sent
dare
me
you be disrespectful?
A disrespectful
like
message.
My goodness. All right, well, let's get into front page news. Let's talk coffee shops, Yee.
Yes, Denver is going to be opening up some licensed coffee shops. They're saying it's going to be really difficult to do, though. There's a lot of hurdles to be able to do these weed-friendly coffee shops. So there's not going to be a lot of people that are able to do it, but that's going to be the first place in the United States where they're going to actually have legal weed clubs.
Yeah, but you knew that was going to happen. I mean, you saw that coming 3-4 years ago. As soon as they started making marijuana legal in Colorado.
So what they did was first they prohibited any type of marijuana use at a place with a liquor license. So that means bars and restaurants are off limits. And you're also not allowed to drink on the premises at all. So even if you bring your own, you can't do that. So that means that you can do art galleries, yoga studios, and then you have to be twice as far as liquor stores from schools and anywhere children congregate, including playgrounds and sports fields.
That was the natural next step. I don't know if that's the type of environment you want to be in when you're blowing down, though. It's got to be, like, very zen-like in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it could be music.
I mean, you don't want it too loud and noisy, because the thing about blowing down, you want to smoke some marijuana and have a nice conversation.
But some people smoke and they go to the club.
Yeah, I guess.
That could be like smoking in a club.
But smoking also, too, is something that brings people together, because people are sitting around and you're passing the blunt and sharing saliva and having conversations.
Really deep conversations.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't want a lot of noise in my ear when that's happening.
All right, well, we'll see, because Denver, obviously, in the United States, is the first place here where they'll have them. All right, now imagine this. You're on an 11-hour flight, and you are forced to sit in somebody else's urine. This happened to Andrew Wilkinson. He was boarding a plane in London on British Airways. He was going to visit his parents in Cape Town, South Africa, and he noticed there was a wet spot on the seat. Well, he said, at first I thought it was water, but the smell was so distinct it could only have been urine. He said the stewardess agreed and apologized, but then bought him some wipes and told him to clean it up himself.
Hell no, that's your job, number one. Number two, move me to another seat.
Then he asked to be given a new seat. He said, you're obviously going to move me into business. I can't sit here. And she said she would see what she would do, but he wasn't moved. And then she said, you're going to work me hard on this flight, aren't you? They never changed his seat, and he said he was left to sit in a urine-soaked seat for over 11 hours when he paid about $1,600 for that flight. He said it was awful. By the end of the flight, I could feel it seeping into my jeans.
Now, by the way, he wasn't left to sit in that seat. He made the choice.
FYI, I would never do that. Can you imagine? You would probably have a rash.
Absolutely, I would not. And he said it was a very distinct smell, which means that person probably ate some asparagus, and he probably pissed in the seat, and there's nothing that smells worse than asparagus urine.
That's disgusting. If there were seats available on that plane, they definitely had to give him another seat. Like, that's just ridiculous. I would never have sat in that seat. I would have made such a...
Hell no. Me neither.
Have some respect for yourself, Anthony. Jesus Christ.
I told you that happened in Paris. We got in an Uber one time, and somebody had peed on the seat, and she sat in it and didn't know.
Piss butt Paris. Oh, piss butt Paris.
So mad. I'd have been furious. She had to get out and change her clothes.
I'm a grown-ass man. Ain't no way in hell. I'm not going to sit in the seat that I know is covered in urine. Like, that's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, I got kids. I'm a father. I'm a whole daddy.
That's disgusting.
Not doing that.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Now, when we come back, we're going to kick it with Dave East, all right? Dave East, of course, he's signed to Nas, signed to Def Jam. There was rumors about him and Christina Milian recently. We'll talk to him about all that. So don't
Hood heartthrob he is, right?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Dave East.
I'm not used to seeing Dave East like this. He got the whole label team with him.
What's up, man?
Tina and all of them.
I've seen him up here before.
It's corporate now.
it went up a little bit. What's up?
Now, what made you want to name the album Paranoia, man? You suffering from anxiety or something nowadays?
I don't be trusting nobody, man. Honestly, the real meaning behind it, just me, my life changed so quick. I feel like I was just in the projects, you know what I'm saying? And then just like now I'm everywhere, and I'm a dad. So me being a father now got me kind of...
That parental paranoia.
Yeah, I be more on point with everything. Like, I gotta get home to her, you know what I mean?
So now you have to live not just for yourself, but for somebody else to make sure you're around.
Yeah. Facts.
Another thing I noticed about Paranoia, man, you rap about a lot of material things on the album. It's a lot of foreign car, jewelry, money talk. You clearly getting that check now.
I'm trying to motivate, man, that's all. I'm trying to motivate. It's a little better, you know what I mean? Life got a little better, but I'm just talking about where it's at now, what's going on with me, what I'm seeing, what I'm going through, you know what I mean?
You also talked about on the album that you feel like a lot of artists are faking. It seems like they're acting. You don't have the real essence of where artistry is coming from.
It's hard to see who original now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really can't pick out whose story is true, it's just hard to pick it out now. Like, if it's a hit, it'd be a hit. And then they could just make up whatever they want to make up and run with it.
Now, a lot of women have made you their man crush Mondays. And
word.
All that. Does that get you into any type of situations? I'm sure dudes be like, man, my girl posted Dave East as her man crush Monday.
Yeah, I get to see the real weirdness in men. Like last night, it was crazy. Like, this girl, homie was with his girl, and his girl was really the fan. Well, I thought she was, because she wanted to pick. But he was like, nah, let me get mine first. Like,
they fought over the pick. We got the pick first.
He had to go first before his girl.
Girl, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just seeing, like, it be kind of out of hand, but not really. Like, I be feeling like even if dudes do feel a way, a lot of dudes don't want to come at you about no girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it might really be hurting their heart. But they don't just stay proud of their rapper. They don't really want to come at you about that.
I saw you with the snipers, though. You was with French and Drake.
Yeah, those are snipers.
Those are some dirty, dirt dig little mother effers right there.
They crazy.
What is that competition like,
they
right?
They crazy, yeah. They dope, man. French and Drake is dope. I salute both of them.
Now, but French are you competing with them when it comes to sniping, though?
Nah, I ain't compete with nobody.
French is
I'm the new one. They I feel like
they've been doing this.
Yeah, they kind of, you know, they know them. They still got to get to know me.
French is on the album, and you and Drake also have been working together, right?
Yeah, me and Drake got some joints on the way. Some fire on the way, actually. Like, I kind of got Drake in my bag. It's not like Define Your Love Drake. Like, you know what I'm
it's more like the rapping, telling Drake the story.
Yeah, it's, nah, he rapping.
You said you got Drake in your bag. You think you found that balance to like make lyrical,
hell
authentic
yeah,
NY music, but make it not sound dated?
Yep. I think I have. Honestly, I feel like with that, Charlamagne, it'd be the production and just the energy. I might have that dated flow or that 90s sound or whatever, but I'm amongst all this young, wild turn up, you know what I'm saying, everything that's going on. So I got the same energy. I'm just not turning up like them, you know what I'm saying? I can really rap.
Now Wanna Be Me sounds very therapeutic. Like a lot of people got their hands out nowadays?
Yeah, it changed, man. Money bring more problems. Like, as cliche as that sound, like, you just become, like, everybody's, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever going wrong in your life, like, whoever close to me, if something going wrong, it's like, before when they might have, like, did whatever they had to do to, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm, make sure that rent was paid or that phone stayed on, like, they might have did whatever before.
Call
now it's like,
Dave now.
Just call him, see what's up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then if he says no, then F him, and he's Hollywood, and it's like, damn, I got a daughter too. I got bills I got to pay too. I got.
You don't realize you working hard for everybody else?
Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning as I go, man. I just be telling myself, you got to make a lot more money. Like, for real. Because it's like, you can't turn the fame off. I can't tell my auntie, oh, the Davies, that ain't working no more. You know what I mean? She ain't going to believe it. I mean, I just seen you on TV. Let me hold something. Like, so I gotta just make more bread and make more moves and keep it going, you know what I'm saying? Because Kyrie ain't even asked me for nothing yet. Like, she ain't even to the age where she know what money or anything is, you know what I mean? So I know that's coming soon. So I got grown people, you know what I'm saying, that be on it. So I'm like, man, I gotta get to it.
Constantly. I seen you beefing with your child's mom, and I was like, that's different from Dave, because I never see you on Instagram.
Nah, that was out of character, man. That was emotions, you know what I'm saying? That was just me mad, and she had posted something on Instagram about I kidnapped my daughter. Oh, it was corny, but me and her spoke, you know what I mean, after that, and we came to a agreement that we ain't never got to be cool, you know what I'm saying? But we need Kyrie to know we cool, you know what I mean? Even if it's just for her eyes, you know what I mean? If it's just for the moments when we exchanging her, it need to be at least, you know what I mean, cool, you know what I mean? But that ain't me at all. You'll never see me vent like that online. I blacked out.
I never seen that.
I blacked out. You know why? That was like build up, and I hadn't really vented to nobody. You know what I'm saying? I was a stepfather for like 2 years. Like, I was really trying to be that family guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it ain't go the way I thought it was going to go. I spent a lot of bread. I just was being me. I got a good heart. So at the end of the day, I don't regret it. I wouldn't take nothing back. Like, I was holding her son down. Like, he was a cool little dude. That's my daughter brother, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta have some type of love for homie, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it was just, I ain't want to be miserable and raise my daughter in no miserable household. You know what I mean? I grew up watching my mother and father screaming. Like, you know, I ain't want that.
And things changed for you so much between when you guys were together at first and up until
now. She met me out on a train. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the sad part about it, people would be like, damn, you got to that money, you left your baby mother. Like, nah, it ain't go that way. Like, she lived with me in both cribs after both deals. You know what I'm saying? Like, was with me, you know what I mean? And it just ain't, everybody not built for this or cut out for how I'm ripping and running. You know what I'm saying? I feel like.
But they always say success don't change you, it changes the people around you.
Yeah. All it did for me was like, all right, I got more bread now. Like, what you want to do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, make plans. You know I got all this going on. All you got to do is make plans. Say what you want to do. The bread is there to do it, and we could go live. Like, people be more worried about Instagram or pictures I'm taking with women. I mean, like, so it just be little nonsense that I just couldn't keep going through. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what? You go your way, I'm going to go my way. I'm going to make sure you straight. Kyrie be cool. We be all right.
All right, we got more with Dave East when we come back. Howdy, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Dave East is in the building. Yee.
Now, Tyra also has posted you and said that you need to be modeling.
Yeah, shouts to Tyra, man. That
Tyra
was cool.
Banks?
Yes. Yeah, so she gonna...
She told us, she said Dave East is America's Next Top Model. Get out of here.
Dave a bad bitch.
Nah, we're not going to bring that on The Breakfast Club. They was calling me bad bitch on the lip service. Like, we're not doing that today.
Listen, women have left morning. Money on the night. Stand for Dave after sex.
I'm Deuce Bigelow. It's a difference.
But has she actually tried to implement something? Like, listen, you got to be modeling. Let me hook it up.
We
don't see her post stuff like that.
Yeah, we ain't really get to have that shit down. But
she might be trying to shoot a shot though.
She'd be surprised these days. But I don't know.
Worth $90 million.
Poor Dave.
That's
man.
Not
He's
a bad.
Stat.
That's not a bad
that's a
shot.
Great shot. That's you better know how to
that's,
dunk.
That's good shot.
You can't be 6'3", 6'4", and not dunk, Dave.
That's good shot. But yeah, shouts to Tyra. That kind of I ain't gonna front. That kind of sparked up a lot of talk. A lot of different agencies reached out. So that was a super good look.
That'd be a first, right? A rapper with a modeling contract? Who did that before?
No, I think a lot of rappers have modeled. Like ASAP Rocky definitely has done a lot.
I ain't gonna
things.
Be spread out at no bus stop or nothing like that.
You never know. That's good money, though.
I do the runway and all that. You know what I'm saying? I do the little walk.
Do you feel the need to stay out the hood? Because you got it double. Because you got a successful career, you're getting money, and the girls like you. Niggas want to kill you.
Be all right, I'm good. God ain't gonna put nothing in front of me I can't handle, you know what I'm saying? And all of that be jealousy. Jealousy, that's confusion. You really get close to a lot of them people and they want a picture.
Right.
Or they just want to tell you, yo, man, you got me through this or got me through that. But from a lot of times, I'm starting to learn, like, people will throw shots just to get that conversation with
Absolutely.
You. Just to be able to get next to you and be like, yo, it wasn't even all that, boy. Like,
that's what everybody does.
I just was trying
people
to,
are very reckless
I just was trying to kick it. You know, I just wanted to talk to you. So why you did all that weird on Instagram? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be trying to stay away from it, man. I put my little posts up. I be in the gym. I be with my daughter. You know what I mean? I be with the homies and in the studio. Try to avoid all the extras. You
and
know
that
mean?
Adds to the paranoia. Because you don't know who friend to foe.
Hey, man, I know who my friends. I feel like I'm 29. I feel like I know who all my friends, you know what I mean? But it's so blurred now, you know what I mean? It's everybody is love. It's like, you know what I mean? So, I don't know.
You're cool with a lot of people, but some of those people aren't cool with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then do people expect, like, a certain loyalty? Like, yo, why are you with this person taking pictures or doing music when you know I don't mess with them? Does that happen to you?
I feel like that's another thing people not going to holler at you about, even if they do feel that way. You know what I'm saying? And with me, I didn't grow up with none of these, nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wasn't in grade school. We didn't share sandwiches. We wasn't in the staircase. I didn't do none of these things. I didn't fight with you. We didn't try to do our thing with girls. We didn't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't around me when I was dusty. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't have no, I'm not picking no sides. And, like, you know what I'm saying? Now, it's different if me and you got a real, 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 real relationship and you didn't let me know to my face, like, yo, I ain't f***ing homie, or I can't really, you know what I'm saying? I would appreciate if you didn't mess with homie, then I'd be like, all right, respect, you know what I mean? But other than that, I like I said, I didn't really grow up with none of these people, so with me, it's more of a,
it's business.
It's based on how you are with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I can't judge you how you was with the next man, you know what I'm saying?
Who do all you I feel know like is how you about? Was with like, me. Who are you tight with that you feel like, okay, these are the people that I got a real, real, real relationship with?
In the game?
Mm-hmm.
Nas, of course, Nipsey, Nip the homie. Like, me and Nip build a little different. Meek, mess with Meek.
All the tall rappers.
Meek, but then I game the homie too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and Drake, so you're cool.
Like, I don't pick sides. Like, at the end of the day, I'm here to make these music, see what's up with these women. You know what I'm saying?
What if somebody diss somebody else on one of your songs?
I ain't jacking that. We ain't gonna use my record for the you know what I'm saying? You could do that on something else, you know what I mean? But I ain't with that. I ain't with the real fake controversy, because then it just starts fake beef. Then you see they squad and they it just be mad fake tension. Like, I'm not here for that. You know what I'm saying? It's too much money in rap for you to have beef with a rapper. Like, You can't do it. You can't do him nothing. If I have real beef with you, there's nothing I, me, Dave East can do to you. Mm-hmm. Nothing. What I'm going to do to you? Shoot you?
Talk about it.
I'm going to pull up on you and air your block. What I'm going to do?
I mean, you could, but then you'll be in jail. And
like,
I'm going to be dunking today.
We're dunking today. Dave East, like, nah, man. Like, what can I really do? And then if I ain't doing it, who doing it? My homie?
Then you got to bail him out.
You know what I'm saying? Now I'm putting his life in jeopardy after we didn't came so far. Like,
for his family, all that.
Yeah. I'm cool with everybody, man. It's love. Till you say my name in a bad light, it's love.
It's probably good that your success came at this point, because sometimes I think when you're younger and more reckless, crazier things happen. But then when you have a daughter to think about, you have to move differently.
I tell people all the time, I was locked up when I was 22. You know what I mean? So, like, I really wasn't mentally where I would, like, needed to be as far as with this music, you know what I'm saying? Now it is a lot more, I just deal with it easier. I don't get as excited about stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what would be exciting me? When, like, that chick or that I've been, like, looking at forever, like, since I was a kid.
Christina Milian.
Why you bring her up?
Because that was, she's about 7 or 8
you
years
ran
old
right into that one too, dude.
But no, you know what? That's public. So I did. I lined that up. My bad. That was public. That was so
one,
all right.
She's about 8 years older than you.
That was public.
That was one you had on the wall when you were younger.
Yeah, we was talking about that one. Like, I mean, since love don't cost a thing and all that.
He was dipping it low and all that.
Dipping low, all that.
That was a quick one, though. That was, she went right into the strip club and then right out of here.
I just, you know what, with me, man, I seen where it was going with the blogs. I'm like, nah, we ain't doing that. We ain't about to put me in that boat right now.
That's when you tweeted, I'm single. Single is a dollar bill.
Like,
single is
like crab cheese.
Single is the shit we throw at strippers. I take pics with women.
I
felt like, man, he got hurt when I
met him. Never hurt.
Oh, damn.
How you going? You can't. At this point, you're not going to hurt me. Like, you know what I mean? I might be bothered, but it's like, you ain't going to hurt me. I'll be all right. I get past it.
Hashtag unbothered.
Before, it was different. Like, if you diss me or you break up or whatever, I had to go sit in my room in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I really had to feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate her. Yo, that was crazy shorty did. Like, I had to go really sit and feel it.
Love.
Now you just check the next DM.
I'm out. Where we going tomorrow? We got Miami. Where we at? L.A.? Where we at? We out. I don't be stressing that no more.
Is that the first celebrity poom poom you got in the game?
Or? Nah.
Hell no. You just put him in there with French and
I said he was with French and Drake. No, he's
with them. He's
okay.
Shooting, sniping.
Y'all
the same
crazy,
with them.
Man. Christina, mad cool. She never been a Dykeman, so I brought her to Dykeman.
She never been a
Dykeman.
Dykeman.
It's
a section.
Oh,
I'm like,
what?
It's basketball.
All the way
town,
out, Dave. Damn, Dave. I was like, what?
Dykeman, man. Uptown. The Heights.
You had it in the strip club.
Yeah, we went to Lust. Yeah.
For Brooklyn.
I'm cool, man. We go hang out, have fun. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't going to coop you up all day. We can run around. And she bad, so it was like, I ain't really mad to get seen with that.
All right, well, Paranoia is available now.
Make sure you go get it, and we appreciate you for joining us, man.
Thank y'all, man. It's always a pleasure to come up here.
Dave
Paranoia,
East.
Go get that.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk R. Kelly.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, there's a new R. Kelly accuser who has now stepped forward saying that she did have underage sex and was physically abused by R. Kelly.
How old is she now?
24 years old, and she's a married mother of three. Mm. She does have a non-disclosure agreement as part of her settlement, and she said, I know speaking out against Kelly, he could sue me, but I'm really not worried about it anymore. I feel like this is a healing process for me because I've been holding this in for so many years, and to see that he always gets away with it, it's just not right. I'm just going forward with my head held high. And she's also concerned about these other women she says are potentially being brainwashed. Now, she first met R. Kelly when she was 15 years old, and she said she engaged in a sexual relationship with him that went on for several months. Apparently, she was supporting him during his child pornography trial, and she met him there in the courtroom for the first time. Then one of his entourage members befriended her on MySpace, and she went to a mansion party at his house. She said, I was a bit nervous, and she had to lie to her parents to get out of the house. She said she was starstruck by R. Kelly, didn't tell him that she was underage. And then he
As if he cared.
Then he sent an SUV to bring her back to his mansion, where he told her to undress and walk back and forth like she was modeling. Now, she said she visited him again, and that's when he gave her an alcoholic drink. And she said that he also filmed her without her consent using his iPhone and a tripod, and they also engaged in intercourse. As for her age, then she said she did have a conversation with him when she was 16, where she gave him a state ID proving that she was a minor.
And which turned him on even more.
That's when his intern told her to tell people that she was 19 and to act like she was 25. So finally, she ended their relationship after he slapped her, choked her, and spit on her when he caught her texting a friend in 2010.
How do you act like you're 25? I don't understand what a 25-year-old acts like.
I don't know what that means. Now, they're saying that her allegations are substantiated because she did take a lie detector test back in 2010, and there are also legal documents. She had hired a lawyer to secure her settlement, and she did not pursue charges against him because he had already been acquitted on his 2008 child pornography
that
case.
Young lady's allegations are substantiated because we saw Kelly urinate on a young underage girl on video.
Now, she said she didn't get all the money that she was supposed to get from R. Kelly, and she wrote about that in an email to her lawyer's assistant back in 2012. So like I said, even though she has this non-disclosure agreement, she wants to make sure she tells her story and starts her healing process, even though he could sue her.
R. Kelly is a complete and disgusting total sucker. I don't know why people still allow him to flourish and thrive out here. I just don't understand. We get people out of the paint for less in this culture, but R. Kelly is out here still stepping in the name of love.
Right. All right, now Tiger Woods, his nude photos have been leaked. It's him and his ex-girlfriend, Lindsey Vonn. And those pictures are still online, by the way. The hacker reportedly broke into Lindsey Vonn's phone. That's his ex-girlfriend.
Man, whoever got Bill Cosby after Tiger 2, man.
Right.
Whoever got Bill Cosby after Tiger 2.
And so now there's some nude selfies floating around of...
just all of a sudden.
Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn.
Last week, you get caught with 5 different drugs in your system. Now, all of a sudden, it's just nude photos floating around of Tiger Woods.
I mean, it's really just him standing there in the mirror taking a picture of himself naked.
By the way, none of this would bother Tiger Woods. Like, none of this would have any effect on him whatsoever if he wasn't trying to have this old squeaky clean image all his damn life. He was trying to be Mr. Perfect, and as we know, nobody is perfect.
No, if he was playing golf better, I think everybody would have forgot about all this, but his golf game has been horrible.
Yeah, his golf game has been horrible because the lie is gone. Mm. It was better if he could focus more when he was fronting. But if he was never fronting in the first place, he could have just been focused, period.
All right, now Tori Hart versus Aniko Hart. We told you about this yesterday, about how Aniko Hart commented on Instagram about how she was spread about her because Tori Hart wanted to play the victim and not own up to her wrongdoing as well. And she was accused of being a mistress, even though she never wrecked a home. And Tori Hart has responded about why she spoke out about this. Here's what she said.
Numbers don't lie. She forced my hand to address this publicly. The most important thing to me is my children. So if my children see something that she's writing that makes me look like a liar, no. I don't care about anything but how my children feel about me. I have always put Kevin's career first, but I'm now forced to address this publicly because at the end of the day, we're stuck with each other.
So that's why she said she had to do that, because the kids could hear this and believe it. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Mm-hmm. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, I love me a good story that involves skin color, and this one definitely involves skin color. I need these two young white women, Allie and Sarah, to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them. They decided to put on their Trump paraphernalia and walk through Howard University.
Wow.
Let's talk about it.
Wrong place.
Mm-mm-mm. I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it's donkey today for Tuesday, August 22nd, goes to two young ladies, one named Allie Vandy and the other named Sarah. Now, Allie is a high school student from New Jersey, and it is important to note that these two young ladies are Caucasian. You know I love me a story where the color of someone's skin is involved. Well, Allie and Sarah are a couple of high school students, and on Saturday, they were on a tour of D.C. with some classmates. Now, out of all the dining options in D.C., when their little white stomachs started growling, they decided that the best place to go eat for lunch was the cafeteria at the historically black university, Howard University. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Howard University, damn it.
and all its wonderful alumni.
As Envy calls it, the real HU.
No, I don't.
Fix your face, relax.
But I'm going to let them slide today.
Well, Allie and Sarah both walked into Howard University's cafeteria, and Allie wore a T-shirt of our current celebrity-in-chief, Donald J. Trump, and she and her friend Sarah both wore Make America Great Again hats. Now, let's picture this scene. Two 16-year-old white women in Howard University's cafeteria with Donald Trump hats and T-shirts on. Two white women walk into the cafeteria at Howard University wearing Make America Great Again hats. You know, in life, you get what you ask for, and you get it because you ask for it. Now, I have to edit myself when I'm reading some of these reactions to Allie and Sarah, so use your imagination for some of these colorful words. Allie said that when her and Sarah walked into the cafeteria with all their Trump gear on, a man promptly said, F y'all. And while waiting in line, Vandy said someone came by and stole her friend's hat. Allie said that she was totally unaware that Howard University was predominantly black. Yes, Allie, that acronym, HBCU, stands for Historically Black Colleges and Universities, okay? It's been an historically black college since 1867. Allie goes on to say Howard students continuously harassed her, took photos, and said as a white person she should know better. Mm-hmm. Eventually, her supervisors thought it would be a good idea to keep the peace and find somewhere else to eat. You think? Mm-mm. Now, it's a part of me that says she's only 16. Maybe she didn't know. But then it's a part of me that says, nope, they was trolling. And the reason I know they was trolling was because I looked up some of the places to eat at Howard University. I don't know what they were serving in that cafeteria that day, but if you want a tour of D.C. as a whole, not just Howard, the whole D.C., and you decide to eat in Howard's cafeteria, I'm thinking, what would draw two young white women into Howard's cafeteria? I'm looking at the Blackburn Center at Howard University. They got the Punch Out. They got the Wild Cafe. Bethune Annex has the Market. The administration building has the Jasmines. The point I'm trying to make is I didn't see no Chipotle on Howard campus.
Oh, my God. I love Chipotle.
Okay.
Chipotle.
I didn't see it. I didn't see no Hooters. All right. No Whole Foods. Not one Panera Bread on Howard's campus. So I don't know why two young white kids would be drawn to come eat at Howard University's campus. It's because you didn't come to eat, you came to troll. Now, Allie said that on her school bus, someone told her to remove her hat because she was being racist. This is America. Young Becky said, these are the people who are being racist and disrespectful. It's unfortunate that Trump supporters have to fear going places that others don't. I would never be embarrassed for supporting Donald Trump. I will also support our president when and wherever I please. Hashtag MAGA. End quote. Allie, cool. You're absolutely right. You have the right to do all that. But you also better be ready to handle all consequences, okay? Allie, what you and Sarah did should be a challenge on Fear Factor. We might as well find Ludacris and go do that at every HBCU across America. Have young white kids put on Donald Trump gear and walk up into cafeterias at HBCUs. Like, it's certain things you just shouldn't do. Don't walk through a blood neighborhood wearing all blue. Don't walk through a Crip neighborhood wearing all red. Don't dress like Hitler and walk through a Jewish old folks home. Ask Tom Green. Google that one, kids. Don't walk in a police station wearing an F the Police T-shirt. And please don't walk up in HBCUs wearing Make America Great Again gear. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. Life is already difficult enough without complicating it even further. See, Allie and Sarah, in an ecosystem, each organism has its role and purpose. When we introduce external factors such as too much carbon dioxide or something.
Monoxide.
It destroys the balance of the ecosystem, okay, which in turn affects those who live in it. You two are the too much carbon dioxide that destroyed the balance of the ecosystem, which is Howard University, okay? Okay. Please give Allie Vandy and her friend Sarah the biggest hee-haw, please.
And I commend those Howard University students for not doing anything even worse. That could have went terribly wrong.
We're a very peaceful people.
Right.
Until you push us. You know, but it's just because you can do something and you have the right to do something doesn't mean you should, unless you are willing to handle the consequences of your said actions. Okay?
Mm-mm-mm.
All right?
That could have went all bad. Really bad.
I'm just saying. Mm.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, we're going to do Shoot Your Shot today, all right? Now, we do it usually each and every Monday, but we've been getting a lot of emails and a lot of calls, so we're going to do it again when we come back. Shoot Your Shot in minutes. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Are you ready?
It's
time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
That's right. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for shoot your shot, and we have Lexus on the line. Lexus, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Lexus, you want to shoot your shot with who?
My ex-boyfriend Marcus.
Okay.
So let me tell y'all, right? Okay, so we dated for 5 years, about 2 years ago, and oh my boo, oh my god! So I just seen him the other day. We ran into each other in the supermarket or whatever, and like just all the feelings came rushing back, you know. So we exchanged numbers, and we've been, you know, kind of casually flirting or whatever ever since, and.
So this is your ex-boyfriend, Lexus.
Yes.
Why did you guys break up?
Okay, so y'all don't pick on me or nothing, okay? So we broke up because my daughter, Michaela, you know, basically, she turned out not to be his. And wow. I found out, yeah.
So you cheated on him and had a baby by somebody else.
You let another man shoot your club up? You let another man have unprotected sex with you and just bust off?
And he thought the baby was his?
Yes, he did. You know, basically, we had hit a rough patch. And it was like, we were going to break or whatever. And, you know, he was doing him, I was doing me. And I didn't realize.
So you had a break baby. You did. You had a break baby.
I knew y'all was going to act crazy.
Whoa, come on now. We're not acting crazy.
I'm just saying, like, you know, okay, I'm making light of the situation, but it was real messed up. Because basically, he was doing him, I was doing me. When we got back together, we was doing us. And I didn't know. I didn't know whether I was pregnant or not. And, you know, I just walked out with the situation because the other dude was a shit, you know what I'm saying? So
you want us to call your boyfriend and tell him to take you back even though you let another man have unprotected sex with you and shoot your
club? You had a whole other person.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to work.
But the thing about it is, like, I was devastated. Like, you know,
How do you think he felt?
I know he was devastated, too, but it's just like, you know, Michaela's 3 years old, she's almost four, and she missed her dad. Like, that's her dad.
That's not
you
her
know,
dad.
That's really not.
That's not his dad. That's not her dad.
That's not his sperm, boo. That sperm came from the man you had unprotected sex
and
with.
So how long was he raising this? How long was he raising this baby?
The whole time.
How long is the whole time? 2 years?
3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, because we were together for 5 years, but we kind of took a little break or whatever. But listen, I mean, I know I was dead ass wrong. I know I was wrong or whatever.
Dead ass.
But the way we hit it off, you know, when we seen each other, we've been
Yo, boo.
I think it's over, boo. I want to hear how this goes, Lexus.
All right.
Let's call him.
We're going to call Marcus when we come back, all right?
We're going to call Marcus, and I'm going to remind him that he had unprotected sex.
No, you don't.
But can y'all be nice, sex with somebody. Can y'all be nice?
Yeah, we're going to be nice. We're supposed to help you. We're going to try to help you.
Hi.
All right. We'll do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Lexus on the line. Lexus, let's call Marcus.
Hello?
Hey, Marcus. This is Lexus.
Hey, girl. What's up?
I had something I want to talk to you about, you know. I know that we've been, you know, kind of conversating lately and things have been going well. And I know that our past is real f***ed up, you know what I'm saying? And we talked about it and I just feel like, can we just, you know, just kind of forget the past and try to move on with the future? Because I miss you and, you know, I ain't been with no other dude since we done broke up. And, you know, it's just been hard on me and Michaela not having you around on a regular basis. So, you know, I called the Breakfast Club. I'm not even going to hold you.
Hey, what's up,
Marcus?
Marcus, Lexus misses you, and she feels bad about what happened, and you guys' child misses you, too.
What's up, Marcus? Charlamagne Tha God here. How are you this morning, sir?
What's up?
I just would like to remind you that she had unprotected sex with another man and let that man shoot her club up and had a whole baby.
Stop it.
You see, I told y'all to be nice.
That's not even the thing that gets me, dude. It's the thing, like, that you didn't tell me. And it's not like you told me and then I broke up with you. It's the fact that I had to find out.
Oh, you had to go get a blood test and all of that.
No. Yeah, like,
how did you find out, Marcus? How did you find out?
I went... she texted the baby daddy and was I guess she was like bragging about me taking care of the kid and all that stuff.
Whoa.
Surprise.
And that's crazy.
Yeah, and then I read it and I'm like, dude, and that the thing that's so devastating about it is that I didn't just lose Lexus. But, I lost Kayla too.
Can I say something? Now she know, and I've been saying this the whole time, that he kind of put the text messages out of context too. Like, I wasn't just bragging that Marcus is doing his thing. You know, I was just telling him that we good on him. Like, Jamar never really been around, so I don't want him around. You know, I don't need him around. It was just a quick situation or whatever, and.
But now there's a child involved who might want to know who her real biological father is.
And I, you know what? The thing about it is now that I know the truth, like really, 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 really know the truth, I have no problem telling Michaela what's up when she gets to an age where it's appropriate. She only 3 years old right now. She only know him as her father. Like, she don't need to, you know.
So, Marcus, what are you thinking about this, Marcus? Would you be willing to give Lexus another chance?
And what do you want to do, Marcus?
I mean, I'm willing to talk about it, but I can't sit here in front and tell you that it's water under the bridge.
Marcus, it's not water under the bridge. It's sperm in her uterus. And that sperm came from another man. Sperm came from another man, and she had a whole baby.
But Marcus misses the baby.
So, Marcus, are you willing to give her at least a conversation about it?
I'll give her a conversation. I'm not going to promise anything, but I'll give her a conversation.
Marcus, people don't even drive Lexuses like that no more.
Lexus, that's all you want. You want a conversation now. You know what you need to do.
Exactly. I just want to take things slow. Like,
there you go.
Y'all making light of the situation, but, you know, I want to take things slow. It's understandable. Like, but, you know, since we've been conversating, he hasn't seen Michaela.
Alexis, were you taking things slow when you was having sex with a whole nother man?
All right.
With no condom, he was shooting your club up?
Well, Alexis,
huh?
Marcus,
huh?
We wish
he
you guys the best.
He was doing him, too.
Alexis, we wish you the best.
He ain't getting nobody pregnant, though. He ain't getting no STDs.
We don't know that.
How we know you ain't sleeping with us?
Alexis, you can just answer the Marcus. Alexis, we wish you the best and good luck.
Thank you.
How we know you're not one of the fat women that slept with Usher, allegedly?
Stop it. Damn,
that's messed up.
All right, well, you guys have a great day and good luck, all right? I hope everything works
out. Marcus, don't be a sucker.
We're definitely going to follow back up with this.
Put your seatbelt on, Marcus.
All right.
I got her laughing. She got her a sucker.
Why are you so angry, Charlamagne? So angry.
We got rumors on the way. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report. With Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Well, Kevin Hart is not happy about y'all making assumptions about his life and what he went through, and he wants to let you know that he puts his life out there. So if you have questions or you think that something that he did is wrong, how can you tell him more about himself than he knows? Here's what he said.
Even after talking about my life and my stand-up specials, you've actually seen me grow as a man through my stand-up specials. Still not enough? Even after writing a book, was number one on the New York Times bestsellers list, and it's about my life in great detail. Still not enough? I'm gonna be honest with y'all, people, I'm at a point where I can't even be shocked no more. All I do is laugh, man. I had a person tell me what they felt was factual information about me while they were talking to me. Huh?
He's absolutely right. I mean, one of my favorite pastimes is watching people discuss me online and talk about my life like they know. Like, they are inside my brain. Like, they absolutely, positively know what I think, what I do, what I've done. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, I think that happens to everybody,
yep,
pretty much. Once you are in the public eye somewhat, everybody makes assumptions based on...
Everybody tells lies.
Things that they may have heard from someone else that may not be factually correct. And, you know, what can you do? There's nothing you can really do about
it. No, there's nothing. You can't put lightning back in the bottle. You can't even control it.
Right, you can't even get him. I just don't even get him. I just be like, all right, whatever. You're right.
It is what it is.
Hey, you're right. All right. Now, Justin Bieber is no longer on Floyd Mayweather's money team. And according to sources, Floyd is very upset. Now, according to these sources that are connected to both of them, at Hillsong Church, they have been counseling Justin for months. They're telling him, take a good look at your friends and pull back from those people who are bad influences. And one of those people would be Floyd Mayweather Jr. Now, Justin Bieber didn't want a complete break. He just wants to reset boundaries and just kind of stay away from things like strip clubs, so on and so forth. So Justin unfollowed Floyd on Instagram as part of his resetting of boundaries, and that's when Floyd Mayweather went insane nuclear. He lashed out at Justin, called him a traitor, and said that he had stuck with him during his meltdown when everybody else was attacking him. And so he's very upset right now. So I guess Justin won't be at the fight.
Well, you can't get upset when you pray for God to remove negative people from your life and you start losing friends. You get what you pray for.
There you go.
Period.
Well, there you have it.
But who's this guy Justin Bieber's been around? Like, they've been really, it seemed like they've been really, really, really close. They was in a pool with each other.
They tried to say it was the pastor.
That's not Carl Pastor Collins.
That's not Collins.
That's definitely not Collins.
Do we know who that is?
But it didn't look like him.
I have no idea who that is.
They're like face to face. I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Mariah Carey told Page Six that she suffers from low self-esteem. Now, she said, I just feel like I am a regular human being and I deserve the same respect as anybody else. I have always had low self-esteem and people do not recognize that. I can't measure what type of respect I deserve. I really can't. So she said on the inside, she just doesn't feel so regal, even though on the outside it may look like she has a lot going on. She said, growing up different, being biracial, having the whole thing where I did not know if I fit in. That is why music became such a big part of my life, because it helped me overcome those issues. Sometimes it is hard to let your guard down.
Really? I thought Mariah Carey had a high level.
That's what I was thinking.
Mariah Carey walked into this room one time with her own lighting director. She turned off all her lights.
No, all of the lights.
All of her lights. She turned off all our lights and had her lighting director set up one light. And I said, well, Mariah, they're not going to be able to see us. And Mariah looked me dead in the eyes and said, that's the whole point, darling. That sounds like a person with a high level of confidence.
Or she
me.
Might be overcompensating for.
True,
that
indeed.
Could be true, yeah.
Her low self-esteem. She said, I remember it not being easy, getting a record deal, making demos in the middle of the night, sleeping on the floor in the studio, being broke with no food. My go-to meal was Newman's Own sauce. Me and my friend would split the pasta and sauce for like a week.
But that was 40 years ago, though.
Well, maybe she still hasn't got over that.
I'll say 47, if we're being accurate.
Stop it. But it's probably something that she still grapples with on the inside. I'm not going to tell her how she feels.
So basically, Nick Cannon took advantage of a woman with low self-esteem. This is all starting to make a lot of sense.
All right, and listen, our prayers go out to Tyrese. Apparently, he had some type of surgery. Now he posted on Instagram, the number 11 is my lucky number, so I already feel blessed.
Why are you putting that voice on?
Headed into surgery. Am I nervous? Yeah, I am. I won't lie. So I had to spend some time with the little homie Roman. Prayer warriors, as I always pray for you. Send me your most sincere prayers. Amen. Just quickly went through my phone and dropped in a few people and things I love. Enjoy your day. To God be the glory for his continued presence and love. Father God, I see you and I love you. Then afterward, he posted a picture, his daughter, so cute, by his side. He said his amazing wife and daughter has been by his side every step of the way. When it comes down to the real stuff, no one is ever there but family. He said he had a 3-hour surgery.
Yeah, they had to remove a bunion.
No, it's not true. How you make a joke about Tyrese's surgery?
I'm just messing with him.
He was like, I was in the middle of my procedure during the eclipse. I hope one day...
He didn't say that.
Tyrese is crazy, man. I love Tyrese, but he's crazy, man.
What does the eclipse have to do with his surgery?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I hope one day I figure out exactly what that meant.
That meant that you was in surgery while the eclipse was going on. That's what that meant.
He didn't get to see it, he meant. He didn't get to see it.
Listen, drop one of Clues Bomb for Tyrese.
He's the best.
A lot of people think Tyrese is full of caca. I absolutely think Tyrese is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. I enjoy watching him in action.
All right. Well, our prayers to Tyrese, of course. Everybody send up a prayer. Prayer warriors.
He'll definitely be clapping at Envy about that little bunion comment in the group chat later.
That's my guy. I hit him yesterday. Did you hit him?
Yes, I did hit him. I actually hit Tyrese.
I hit him yesterday, too.
So I don't know what you're in surgery for.
I said the same thing.
But my prayers are up to you.
I said the same
thing. Tyrese is hilarious, bro. Tyrese needs his own Curb Your Enthusiasm style
show.
He
does, man.
Like, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
I don't think y'all realize how ridiculous Tyrese really can get.
Yeah, he does. He hits Charlamagne and I in these group chats. He's crazy, but I love Tyrese.
All them Instagram posts and stuff y'all be seeing, I be seeing those like hours before he actually posts. I throw a little gas on some of them sometimes because I just like to see him go.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, all right, Angela Yee, thank you for those rumors.